In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Pentecost. The celebration of the gift of the Holy Spirit and the birthday of the church. It's a great day in the life of the church. Today we read the Pentecost story, the story that is read from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and it is read on this Sunday every year. Pentecost is actually a Jewish festival. It means 50th, and it gets its name from the 50 days that separate this festival day from Passover. We celebrate it 50 days after Easter. The disciples would have been gathered for this occasion. And one of the things that we perhaps don't really think about is that this was probably a pretty big gathering. In chapter 1, just before we hear this Pentecost story, we hear that the disciples were all gathered together to replace Judas, to get the number of apostles back up to 12. The casting of lots, we remember that story probably. At that gathering, we are told that there were 120 persons gathered for that purpose. Then chapter 2 starts with, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place. It could be assumed that it was all 120 people gathered together again for this feast day. So imagine that gathering. That large of a group of people, larger than this congregation gathered here today, praying together just like we are. And suddenly, a wind, a violent wind comes blustering in, swirling around, shaking things up. And then a little light, like a flame, appears over each person's head. People started talking. I can imagine that they would have. Can you imagine what was even being said after this experience? If suddenly winds started flying all around here and flames started appearing over everybody's head, what would you start saying? And then they were speaking in languages that they have never uttered before. In languages they had no idea how to speak. I'm guessing that this gathering must have started to spill out into the streets, and people started to hear this strange and joyful thing and started to assume that a Pentecost celebration got a little out of control and these folks were drunk. And in a sense, they were. They were drunk with the Holy Spirit. There they were, sitting around all together, waiting to see what was going to happen, because Jesus had told them to go to Jerusalem and wait. And wait for the gift that God had promised to send. They had no idea what this meant. They didn't know what they were waiting for. They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know what the future held for them. They didn't know what they were supposed to do next, how they were supposed to carry on after Jesus was gone. I am quite certain that they did not expect this. It was something new. It was something that had never been experienced before. God was doing something new, something awesome, something amazing, something wonderful in them, through them, and to them. Filling them with the power of this Holy Spirit. They were going to be able to do, they were doing, things beyond their imagination. This gift, this very gift given to the disciples that day, is our gift as well. And the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit is that with the Holy Spirit, We too can do more than we can ever imagine. Anything is possible. Right, Kay? I believe that. Anything is possible. We are inspired, we are strengthened, we are guided, we are healed by the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. About a month or so ago in her sermon, Erin Perelli reminded us, using the lyrics from a song called Closing Time, that every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And here we are, at an ending and at a beginning. The Holy Spirit has been present with us throughout our journey together, inspiring us every step of the way, inviting us to try new things, to take risks, to make changes along the way. Together, led by the Holy Spirit, we dwelt in the Word. We joined in conversations with one another, sitting, sharing a breakfast at our last Sunday breakfast. We learned about our faith and grew in our book studies. We sat around the table and shared a meal together at our Monday-Thursday service and washed each other's feet. We celebrated Twelfth Night. We got to know each other and our new folks playing some silly games at a welcome dinner. We went out into the community and offered ashes to go. We joined with folks of other faiths and formed a new entity to address food insecurity and poverty in our community. We welcomed people into our church and made them feel like they mattered, offering prayers and listening to their stories through Carol's Closet. We listened to different voices preach God's word through our amazing lay preachers. We learned how to do church very differently in the face of a pandemic, and we held together as a community. We listened to a story read to us each day by fellow parishioners during Advent. We wandered through woods and our front lawn, experienced the Advent gospel stories. We did two pilgrimages, walking, following St. Cuthbert's Way. We explored how racism hurts and wounds our sisters and brothers in Christ through sacred ground. We invited our children to participate in worship in our family services and anytime they wanted to. We offer an amazing Sunday school program. These are truly just a few of the many, many, many things that have happened over the 7 years we have traveled together, being led by the Holy Spirit. Today is my last Sunday with you, and our time together comes to an end. And it is a new beginning for both this church and for me and Doug. And the Holy Spirit is in all of it. The Holy Spirit is with us in our sadness at leaving one another and will continue to heal our broken hearts over the days ahead. And the Holy Spirit is in our new beginnings. The new beginning for all of you is going to be amazing. Because that same Spirit that led us this far, that same Spirit that did something new in the lives of the disciples all those years ago, something so amazing and unexpected that folks thought they were drunk, is going to be leading you into all kinds of wonderful, life-giving, hopeful, exciting things. All you have to do is expect it. Be ready and waiting for it. Open your hearts to it. And then hold on to each other and jump in. I've said before, I can't wait to hear the amazing things that God has in store for all of you. And I will hear. Thank you for allowing me to be a small part of your journey. And thank God. Thanks be to God for blessing our time together. Amen.